Okay, thank you so much for asking me to do this. I'm so like happy and grateful to be here. I have like a little bit of a sinus infection, so I don't know. Take that into account, I guess. I don't know why I told you that. My name is Olivia. I'm a sex and love addict. Yeah, I'm feeling very like profoundly grateful this morning. I'm sober dating, and I'm in like the worst circumstance anybody could be in, which is waiting for somebody to text you to set up the logistics of a date. And it's like, do I text him? Does he text me? And I'm feeling very grateful because I'm feeling normal. Like, I'm not feeling completely out of my mind. And almost always in my life, like, the waiting, like, that period of waiting or the feeling of being rejected was, like, basically the worst thing I've ever felt. Worse than a breakup, like, worse than any trauma, like, the acute pain that I'm in, waiting for the validation of, like, if I'm worthy, or if there's like for someone to text me and tell me that I'm worthy of being alive and that there's some not something wrong with me and I have an identity because someone else likes me, is completely horrible. And today, just for right now, just for this minute, like I'm a little like, okay, whatever, it'll happen. And yeah, I think that is from like the gifts of this program. I really like that you guys have the like the five things that you gotta do. I love when a meeting has that because it's really like what kind of feels so divine about this program to me is that it's really five things. Like it's 12 steps, but it's like you have to not do the stuff you're not supposed to do. You have to connect with other people. You have to do the steps. You have to pray to God, and you have to do the other thing that I forgot about. Oh, service, duh. And it's like, it works. It like works if you work it. And you do have to work it for it to work. Like, you have to do those five things. And I have a sponsor who says it's like baking a cake. Like, I don't know how like the eggs and the flour and the sugar come together to make a cake, but it does. And it feels like I struggle sometimes with a higher power, but that feels so directly divine to me that it can be these like five kind of like random things that have provided me with like such profound salvation and such profound like change within my life. Yeah, going back, I guess when I grew up in like a very chaotic household, not in like an interesting way. It was just like chaotic. There was just like a lot of fighting, like a lot of yelling, like any combination of people or animals who could be like fighting with each other were doing it. Like, and I think I was like seeking safety, and I think like my sense of self got lost in trying to seek that safety. And so, and like I think to me, when I say sense of self, what I mean is like, sorry, I keep touching this mic. When I say sense of self, I mean like really what my sense of values were. That is, I think another thing that those five elements of the program give me is like what my values are. And through that, I've like understood who I am. Because prior to that, it was like, yeah, I was like, I didn't know. All I knew is that I was just trying to survive from one minute to the next. I was like in the dark constantly, and I was just going from like one iota of validation to the next iota of validation to the next iota of validation in the day. One compliment or, overextended eye contact or like hookup, just whatever could get me to the next minute. And I had no guiding sense of what was important to me other than just to be seen for one second because I had so little relationship with myself. And I was like very fortunate, I guess, to hit a rock bottom. What got me there was not actually a romantic relationship. Like, by the time I sought like treatment, like sought help and went to treatment, I was like, I had fried myself out, kind of like sexually and romantically. Like, I was doing like, I don't know, whatever, internet stuff. But what brought me what forced me to get help was my relationship with my best friend, because like I do really like the truth of this program is that it's, and why it's, people say it's like the graduate program of 12-step is because it's so infectious. It infects every like iota of your life. It infects, and why withdrawal is so intense is that it infects everything about how you meet the world and how the world meets you and how you relate to other people. And it was like rotting my relationship with my best friend, which is like the most important relationship in my life. And it was making me, I didn't know what my values were, but I knew that I was not acting within them because I was being like a complete bitch. Like I was just being a horrible friend, and I was being unkind to like the person who had shown me the truest and most consistent love. And through like the grace of God, I was able to get help. I went to treatment. They told me about 12-step, or they told me about SLA. And I entered the program 3-ish years ago, and it took me a little while to get a sponsor, started working the steps, and it was a little white knuckling it. I think I wasn't, and that was because I wasn't engaging in all 5 of the things. I was doing the steps, I was trying to stay off my bottom lines, I was trying to do service, but I had no higher power and I was not relying on my fellows. And then I went, there was one summer I went, I have like family in England who are also in the program, and I went to SLA with one of my cousins, and a SLA meeting in England with one of my cousins, and there was a man at one of the meetings who said, like, I refuse not to find joy in this process. And that basically, like, that changed my whole relationship with the program and my whole like life, kind of, because I can't do something if I'm not finding joy in it in some element, which is like not always a great strategy, but for this it is, because I was able to like come back to LA and like look for the joy in this process. And I was able to, like, what was my salvation? Again, like what got me into program was friendship, and what has been my salvation in this program is my fellows. Like, and that's how I met God. Like, that's how I stayed sober, was the support of like my fellowship. And that is like, now this program is so, so, so utterly joyful for me. I mean, it's hard. It's like the hardest thing ever, because it's like, you're literally relearning how to do everything you ever thought, and you're like restructuring your life totally. But it's also fun. Like, it's kind of like, I don't know. I think it's kind of funny to be a sex and love addict. Like, it's just so random. Like, it's like, I'm like addicted to being a slut. Like, what are you talking about? And it's like, once I stopped, it doesn't have to be so hard. Oh my God. Yeah, it just doesn't have to be so hard. It doesn't have to be so miserable. It can be, because it is such a blessing to do this work, I don't have to be in pain over it all the time. Like, I've been to the funeral of a sex and love addict who, like, was never treated. And that shit is, like, the most awkward thing you could ever imagine. I mean, it's sad and it's so awkward because, like, I could have a funeral at the end of my life full of people looking around at each other saying, like, yeah, she caused a lot of problems, but she really brought us together at her interventions. Like, I've been to that funeral, and that could have very, very easily been my funeral. Like, could have been any of our funerals. And the fact that it doesn't have to be is such a blessing. And I'll just wrap with, the other day I worked with one of my really, really good friends, and we were having, like, miscommunication. We both thought we were mad at each other. On Thursday, and neither of us were mad at each other, and I went home, and I'm on my 10th step right now, and I was doing my 10th step check-in, and I just felt, to go through a disagreement I have in my day and look at where I wasn't aligned with my values and where I could be aligned with my values going forward is such a divine miracle from God. To have clarity on what those values are and to have a game plan for how to live by those values, I just feel very profoundly grateful. So thank you so much.